shit, that song I can relate to, you know, is it all real or is it make-believe? Are we in a simulation? I don't know. I know one thing. Lobo is going to be like, nice song, queer. He's going to be like, this is why that song is gay. Fair enough. You're an expert at fucking queer. It's time for Balloon Art Radio! What's going on, everybody? How's it going? Hope y'all doing really well. I'm doing pretty damn good. I just got off of a long day's of work. You know me, working like a motherfucker. What else am I gonna do, right? Stay home and get fatter. Fucking me and my bitch tits. Ugh, I'm not even as big as I was a year ago. It's just, you know, I want to be better. I want to be better! In better shape. But I work too much. I have too many excuses, all right? And I'm not hitting the fucking gym when I'm fucking tired as a motherfucker. I've actually been sleeping more than I ever have. I've been sleeping more, which has been creating bigger boners, which is weird. I haven't had time to, like, do some of that self-maintenance and shit, you know? I've been so tired. I mean, Mrs. Balloon ought to be helping out, you know? She's a champ, you know? You know, we all know that she's just my hua. So she'd be helping out when need be. Now, you know, we were seeing something, and some lady was like, she was like, oh, grower, not a shower, is not a real thing. And my wife, oh, did she defend me? Did she defend me? If there's any ladies out there that's like, there's no such thing, then you know what? They just, I don't know, they haven't been with a lot of men or whatever. I don't know what the case is, or you know what, or I'm just special, because you know, I'm not threatening at all until I'm aroused, you know. And like I said, lately I haven't been doing some of that self-maintenance. I've been sleeping a lot. I've been eating really good, and when I say really good, I'm eating a lot of meats and like some fruits, and that's really it. Like, I'm not even fucking around with vegetables. I do supplement with supplement shits, because, you know, I don't know if it does anything or not. I feel better when I'm doing certain things, taking certain things. So, you know, whatever. I feel like it just evens out my, I've been doing a little drinking lately, and I don't think the smoking does anything. But whatever. I'm still a hard worker, and, you know, whatever. What do I got here? So I got some really good shit from the Real Bud Squad. They sent me some of this Oreo cookies, and it's really cool because, you know, like, if I was growing shit and I saw this, some of the bud is really black, like the outside of an Oreo, and then some of the inside gets a little white, so I can see why they said it's like Oreo. You know, it smells like weed, but it looks fucking good. It looks good, so I wanted to crack this open right now with y'all. I had this other one, Jelly Bean, from them last week, from Real Buds, and man, it was a hybrid, and I'm not a big fan of hybrid, but damn, that shit was good. It was good, I have to say. So let's try some of this Oreo cookies. Let's see. I had a long day at work. The only thing I got on me, like, you know, I'm not like trying to smoke at work, which usually I do, but I'm dealing with some like really heavy duty automation machinery and shit as of late, so I haven't been doing like the big flowers. I've been just doing a little bit of my vape, you know, because everyone does a smoke break, so no one knows what I'm smoking. You know, fucking nicotine, sure. So I got this Blue Dream strain from this vape pen. Oh, it's so fucking good. It's a sativa, so it keeps me going. It's a good work one, you know, keeps me going during the day, keeps the mind firing and shit. And it just numbs my brain enough that I can just, you know, do some of that tunnel vision and shit. I put on some of my, you know, it's funny when I work. I put on some music in my ears and shit. I got these little beats that goes around in my ears. You don't see shit because I work in lab conditions. So I got to wear a hair net, a beard net, and all that fucking shit. So you don't see nothing. So I just go in my zone. You know, I pretty much work alone. So at least my job when I gotta do the work, I'm by myself and shit. So, you know, I put the friggin' the music in my ears and I just be jamming out all high and shit. It's been nice. But I'm not that high. When I say I'm high, I'm not. I'm just like in the zone and shit, you know? But it's been good. Let's check this shit out. Oh, I got the fucking AC like blasted in my fucking face. I'm not gonna be able to friggin' light this shit. Hold on. Let's try this again. Well, it's very smooth. I guess if I pretended you can smoke an Oreo cookie, the black part, some weird reason. Lobo's favorite part is the black part, you know? It just reminds him of something else. So, you know, actually, I shouldn't go there because then he could just go the other way and I like the white cream. Okay, well, if I wanted to pretend that you burned up some of that cookie into a pipe, I guess it would taste like that. It's not bad. It's surprising. It really is surprising. What they're doing with these friggin' weeds is really amazing. I gots to say. Not bad. I also haven't been smoking as much, so I think that also comes into play with me being a grower, not a shower. And, you know, I don't know. This lady was, you know, like, dick-shaming guys and shit. Meanwhile, she had fucking reptile skin and shit, you know, like, you could tell she was a little bit old, you know, she was like one of these, like, older in her 40s, pretending that she's younger and shit, which is fine, I'm all about that action, you know, like, I love me some MILFs and shit, I'm all about it, but if you're gonna sit there and friggin', you know, be little men, then, you know, let's go at it, you know, she had these big fake tits, you know, if she laid on her fucking back, they would have separated like the fucking sea that Moses parted and shit, that God parted the Red Sea for Moses and shit, you know, when she lays on her back, they go on her sides by her ribcage and shit, so she looks like a man and shit, with her wrinkly ass chest and her fake makeup face, get the fuck out of here, lady, but I gots to say, it's not a myth. Grow or not a show is not a myth. My wife came out to for my defense. She came out and defended me and shit. She said my shit grows three times bigger. It's like, holy shit. The three times I added. But she said at least double the size. That's definitely a grower, not a shower, okay? So that made me feel good. I love my wife. And my wife, she don't be friggin' saying positive shit about me ever, you know? I mean, she'll tell all the people I'm smart and I'm a hard worker, you know, I'm a good father, all that shit that you're supposed to do. I just figure, hey, that's what you gotta do. Responsible people and shit. Now, I'm not saying I'm like long dong silver and shit, you know? That made me feel good, you know? I was all like, ha ha. I'm gonna take another hit. This hit goes out to my dick for growing and friggin' doing some of them magic tricks for ladies and shit. I didn't know, but I could do magic tricks for ladies and shit, and they'd be delighted. It's wonderful. Yeah, it's pretty good. Hell yeah. Wonderful. So, yeah. All good. You know, I'm doing all right. You know, I'm not trying to talk politics. I ain't trying to talk any of that shit on this friggin' show. But I do want to give a little reminder to everyone listening. My other show is Wake and Bake in the Morning with me, Mr. Balloonauts. Whatever you're listening to this on, there's a search bar in that platform. You gotta have a little search bar, a little mic find glass, some shit like that. Type in Wake, N, like, you know, N, just the N, you know, the type of people that Loba likes, and Bake, sorry. See, look, I'm baked already. The Wake and Bake in the Morning with Mr. Balloonauts, that'll pop up. And give it a listen to, you know, I talk about, you know, politics and the bullshit and, you know, sometimes a little conspiracy shit. The one thing is my conspiracy shit, just like a lot of other people were sharing and trying to talk about, ended up being true. It's kind of crazy, but we ain't talking about this here. This is just for fun, you know? We talk about my fucking dick over here sometimes. oh, no. You know, the one thing I can't take is, like, you know, when I come to a stop and, you know, I look over because I can't help myself. I'm always looking at people. I'm doing some of that people watching and shit. I like looking at, you know, the hotties, the MILFs that come. You know, I'll say hi, you know, whatever. I'm a nice person. So, friggin', it was this red RAV4. One of the newer ones and shit. Kind of nice, actually. It was a cute chick. Like, hot. Not even cute. I'm going to say hot. Like one of those sizzling hots. Like, fuck. Right? Picking her nose. Now, usually I'm over here in Long Island, and it's usually, like, the Jewish guys and shit with the big schnozzolas, the big noses and shit. And they get their big, greedy, friggin' grubby fucking fingers in the big fucking nostrils, and they be go digging for gold and shit. You know, they can't help it. You know, they're Jewish, so I'm used to that shit. I'm not used to seeing hotties, like hot stuff. And like 9 or above, okay? Like hot is 9 or above. And this one was definitely a 9 or above. You know, and I'm not even like really horny or anything like that right now because my body's tired and Miss Balloonauts has been friggin' working out Mr. Meaty and shit, you know? So I've been all right, you know? So it's not like, you know, I see a 7 and I say that's a 9. No. I apologize. We just got cut off there, and it was my wife. It was Miss Balloonauts after talking about the lovely lady. The sexy friggin' lady over here that'd be friggin' milking Mr. Balloonauts' friggin' piss pump. Oh, I make it sound so sexy, huh? And loving. Oh, she just called. She's like, oh, I don't know. If there's any new listeners or anyone that don't really pay attention much, you know, I'm just like white noise to them. But one of the things that was a blessing over the last 2 years of my wife being home is her Italian came out. And her Italian, I mean her cooking. You know, before the pandemic, I did most of cooking. I like to cook because, you know, I'm winding down from work. I have, like, ESPN on, catching up to some sports, talking to the kids about nonsense, blah, blah, blah. I like doing that shit. I enjoy it. But since the wife was home, she did cooking. I did working, and, you know, I was working, actually, night shifts. If a lot of you remember from last year, I was doing some closing and blah, 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 all that nonsense. Ugh, I hate talking about it. That's why I don't want to talk about it. I hate it. Her Italian came out, and it was amazing. Like, she cooks good now. So that was her just calling, and she's like, hey, when you coming home, I got this lasagna ready for, like, ready to go. She did all that prep work and a pre-cook that now you got to cook it. It's for another hour and shit, whatever. I don't even want to know. It's just some awesome fucking lasagna. I love her. Like, I can't wait to fucking give her a kiss on her fucking pussy in fucking appreciation, you know? It's always Taco fucking Tuesday or Taco Thursday or Taco Friday when Miss Balloonauts is around, you know, when my wife, yum, 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 love that shit. It's so funny that there is, you know the emoji on your phones? Well, the taco one is the picture of my wife. That's what pops up when she calls and texts is a taco. That's right. I fucking love it. Oh, man. Fucking man. But going back to hot chicks picking a nose, like, you know, she was definitely a 9. And she's over there picking her nose and shit. And she got, like, those long fingernails and shit. So now I'm really turned off, you know, because now she got those, like, long fingernails, which is very easy to scrape the inside of your nose. Like I always wondered, what the fuck can a girl get done with those long fucking nails? You can't get fucking shit done. You ain't getting work done. Like, I see it at work. You know, like, you know, the ones that really work, they ain't got them fingernails. Like, my wife, she ain't got long fingernails and shit. She ain't got time for that nonsense. She gotta work. you know, when I say work, she's, you know, she does her thing. She's not like laboring work, but, you know, work. You got these long fucking fingernails and you're friggin' scraping the inside of your fucking schnozola, your fucking nostrils, scraping them clean and shit. And then where does all those fucking boogers goes and shit? They stay in the fucking fingernails. It's so fucking disgusting. And, you know, I've always heard, you know, about like, you know, never been with like a 9 or a 10 as far as like long term or anything like that. I mean, with bear goggles, something, you know, I could have swore I had a fucking 9 or 10 with bear goggles. I don't know, you know, but I never like, you know, dating a 9 or a 10 was never really a, you know, attractive thing for me to go after. I'm not saying that I'm this stud muffin that, you know, I'll be pulling in fucking 10s and shit. I ain't saying that, but my personality will, you know, I can. You know, I got that sense of humor and shit. So, it's never appealing because why are you going to friggin', you know, every guy is trying to fucking hit on that shit. And Mr. Balloonauts ain't no fucking, I don't be throwing my money around and shit like that. Back in the day was one thing, you know, with all that friggin' illegal means of money. You know, it's good for nothing, so just spending and have a good time. That's a whole different story. Yeah, I don't know, you know. Now, of course, I'm not getting 10, so I'm going to make excuses why I ain't fucking pulling 10, so whatever. but this one, I don't give a shit. Like, you know, I already know it's like bad, like, you know, what I heard about these really hot chicks, they get away with everything, you know. They could be stank and shit, and it's fine. They're so fucking hot, they get away with it. So I'm just like, nah, you know, and now... Now, I'm looking at friggin' ladies, friggin' their fingernails. If I see green shit under their nails, I ain't gonna talk to them. I ain't gonna fucking do it. Because I know what they do. They're picking their nose in the fucking car. These fucking ladies, fuck that shit. And your fucking dumb long nails. Oh, I don't even fucking get it. Like, the other day, I was working with this one lady. I wasn't working with her, but I had to come and repair something, and one of the ladies in that section, she had the claws. She literally had the fucking claws, and I was just like, I was going to get into it, but I just couldn't yet. You know what I mean? Like, because I didn't want to offend her, you know, because I don't know her that well, you know? People look at me, and at their first impression, if I'm not, like, super smiling and shit, people think I'm mean. Like, there's one lady... old black lady and shit, you know. I swear she's racist, right? She thought I was throwing bugs on her. I already talked about this. I'm not going back. But she thought I was throwing bugs at her. What the fuck? Like, you know, that's something I would not do. I was going to ask the lady about her claws and shit, but I decided not to. Maybe the next time I see her, I'd be like, you know, do they have a function? Is it like, you know, is it just a look thing? Like, I just want to know. I want to know. Like, are you scratching your man's back? Are you like... Do you self-identify as a fucking cat and shit? And are you digging holes? Are you like rubbing shit like for kitty litter? You know, like you take a piss and then the kitty litter, because you know you identify as a fucking as a kitten or a cat or a tiger. I don't fucking know. You know, I'm trying to be respectful in these fucking crazy times. You know, I'm not trying to judge. You know, whatever, you're crazy, but I like talking to crazy people, because look at me, I'm talking to myself and shit, I'm crazy. God forbid you misgender someone, or pronoun someone, oh my gosh, which I haven't dealt with, and I don't want to deal with it. That's why I'm just nice, and just like, alright, but when I get to know this lady a little bit more, I'm going to ask about her cat claws and shit. Unless she starts transitioning into a cat. You know, you get a little bit of the whiskers, a little bit of the eyes. She starts going a little bit chinky-eyed. Can I say that? Or is that so fucking offensive nowadays? You can't say chinky-eyed and shit. When I grew up, you could say it. So, whatever. You know, I'm grandfathered in. I'm not a grandpa, but I'm old enough to be a grandpa if my kid decided to have a kid. My oldest is 23. I already had a kid. My father was a grandfather at my age. Ha ha. Ugh. I'll friggin' shatter my kid's kneecaps and shit. I don't know. Yeah, but I don't feel like a fucking grandpa. I'm fucking working my ass off. I'm a little bit more tired and shit, which is funny. Not that it's funny, but me and the wife, since it's summertime, we've been doing a little bit of that partying, more days than not during the week, which is fun. You know, it's fine. It's the summertime. We're having a good time and shit. I did a little bit of mushrooms during this time, August. You know, I think Shroom Fest is August time, whatever. Drink tequila, vodka, beers. Not a lot, but, you know, some nights, yes. Even on work nights, fuck it, because I'm a professional and shit. I don't get hangovers. Hangovers, what the fuck's a hangover? You wake up, you fucking do your shit. You know, I do allow time. I mean, there's been there was a couple of nights, though. I only had, like, 4 hours sleep, partying with the wife. We had a good time. There was one night, I think it was a Saturday night, I was having a fun time and shit. And, did some partying with some friends, came home. You know, we had a good time together. Me and the wife had the fire pit going. We got a little frisky outside. My little guy, he's at my mother-in-law's. We had the house to ourselves, so I don't want anyone to think that, you know, we're doing this shit. And so, you know, my kid can look out the window at 2:30 in the morning watching his parents friggin' get down and dirty outside and shit. Fuck it. I don't know any of you guys except for, like, maybe Lobo. So I have this big 17-foot trampoline. It's a giant one that will take my fat ass. Like, I could jump on it and be okay. Like, it's a nice trampoline. Fucking on a trampoline is pretty good. You get your lady on top of you doing that cowgirl and shit. You know, let her ride you. And you can use the friggin' trampoline as momentum and shit to friggin', you know, hit her guts and stuff. Oh, yeah, good times. Good times. Yes. I fucked up my kid's trampoline. It's disgusting. But, my wife's a good sport, you know. She took care of everything, you know. Not discussing this on the trampoline because, you know, we did a respectable thing. I put the clothes down, you know, under us. And, it was a couple of days after my wife was done with that time of the month and shit. So, you know, you can blast away in there. It's all good. Yeah, good times. Whoa, what a filthy fucking show, huh? Oh, well. Sometimes you get the filth. Last time I couldn't even contain myself, and now I don't even care. Now I'm just watching for friggin' smoke shows to pick their fucking nose so I could just ugh them. You know, ugh. Like, let me see under your fingernails. Ugh. Go from a 9 to a 5 and shit, you nasty ugh. I don't know, is there a point to all this filthiness? Yes. The wife and I have been together for 25 fucking years. 25 years. 25 years. Woof. And we still get friggin', you know, down and dirty and fun, you know? We have our fun and shit. I've said it before, I'll say it again, you know, we have our ups and downs. I know I have shows out there from a couple of years ago that I went through a stretch where I was hating Mrs. Blue Knots. That happens. It happens, but you don't be blowing up shit because of that. Because, you know, once in a while you have a couple of bad months out of fucking 25 years and shit. You know, it happens. But then you have your good times. Me and the wife still gets, kinky. Not kinky like crazy, but, you know, we get down and dirty. We have our fun. When I say down and dirty, I'm just saying we have our fun. That's all. Still, you know. Fucking on fucking 17-foot trampolines at 2:30 in the morning after some vodka, tequila, and, some edibles and shit. It was a good time. It was a good time. I had a good time, you know? And you should. You should have a good time with your significant other. You know, you gotta learn how to just let things go. If you're arguing and shit about dumb shit, just let it go. Stop it. Like, you're never too old to do things. Like, you know, there's a time in a relationship's life that things get stale and stuff like that. But then, you know, sometimes you just say, fuck it, you know, forget about being judgmental or forget about saying, I'm too old for this shit, I'm not a kid. Fuck it, you play games and shit, you know? I mean, like, I'm a guy. I don't really be doing, like, a lot of that porn shit. I don't watch porn. I don't watch porn because, I get too addicted and shit. I don't want to know nothing. But, you know, there's those things that you see once in a while on the web and shit. You know, you be seeing, you know, I be following on one of my accounts, I'd be following some hot ladies that, like, do fishing and shit, but they're in bikinis and stuff. I like to look at that shit. I appreciate women and their bodies and their beauty and shit, right? And then sometimes, you know, some ladies post some naughty stuff. As far as, like, you know, dumb kinky shit, like, whatever. Like, in this case, it's called the yes or no game. You know, and just playing around. Not playing around. See, the thing is, me and my wife were really open with each other and shit. I mean, like, I hope. You know, but as far as I know, she's open with me, and I'm way open with her, because I'm not, you know, I'm just, I don't have time for lying and bullshit, and I'm not good at it. My wife knows when I lie or anything like that. So there's a yes or no game, and most time it's more for, like, more for girls, but girls want you to play along and talk about it and shit. So I figured, hey, since I've been, you know, talking about some naughty shit today, might as well just keep on going. So I decided to play the game with my wife. Question number one. You know, I guess there's 12. All right, so there was 12 questions. So it's one of these dumb games that you play when you're newlyweds or newly together or whatever, right? Or, you know, I'm sure relationships have been broken up because, you know, guys are too jealous or vice versa. It's someone, you know, you had a few drinks, you're too honest. You think you have an honest, open relationship with your friggin' significant other, and then all of a sudden, like, uh-oh. But, all right. So, and these are my answers. I'm not giving any of my wife's answers or anything like that. My wife is very conservative. She grew up really like a church girl. I mean, I ruined her in some cases, but she's really conservative in some cases, in some cases not. But whatever. Here we go. So, would you have an orgy? I don't think so. I don't think so. Like, I think an orgy is, like, more for, like, really, really hot people. Or just, like, I don't know, maybe when you're in a nursing home and you're old and some ecstasy comes through the nursing home and shit from one of the frigging cleaners or one of the maintenance guys. They're like, oh, I got the hook up here. Here's some ecstasy and shit. And, you know, you're 70, 80 years old and shit, and you're like, fuck it. Maybe you get an orgy in over there, you know? Maybe. I don't know. Would I know? Yeah, first off, I'm disgusting with my clothes off. Uh-uh. I mean, even though I'm a grower, not a shower, I don't know. I don't want to be looking over and seeing mush me. Fuck that. Not that I'm looking at guys, but, you know, you're watching the pounding and shit. Like, you know, I've been in, so I'm being honest and all that, right? My wife knows all this, so, you know, been in three ways and shit, you know, that's as much as I can go. One other person, you know, that's fine. Sometimes you need a helper, or, you know, you just can't get enough, you just need more, you know? So, that's as far as I can go. I don't think I can go any more than that. That's not to say that when I watched porn like a degenerate person years ago, that I didn't watch orgy shit, because you're watching just gorgeous hot women and shit, you know? You just, that's happening. Now, if I was dropped into a middle of a bunch of blind tens, a bunch of women that are blind and they're tens, though, like eights, nines, and tens, we'll just go, fuck it, six, seven, eights, nines, and tens, okay? Fuck it, because, you know, hey, whatever. And they're all blind and they can't see me and it's just me? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Then forget it. Then all bets are off. But that's never going to happen. That's never going to happen in my life. Ever. Ever, never, never, ever. So I won't even go there. So the answer is no. I'll never be an orgy. Never was in one. And never will be. I just don't think, yeah, that's not for me and shit. You know, there's just too much bodily fluids going on. Too much, you know, people sweat and, you know, like, you know, listen, I'm an animal, I'm a beast and shit. After I get going and I be friggin' doing that old jackhammer and shit for like 20 minutes and stuff, I build up a sweat and I'm gonna sweat all over the ladies, and then what, someone's gonna go rub up all over that? I don't know. Because then I'm just picturing someone else, and then I can't do that. So absolutely not. Can never do that. No. Question number two, do you kiss after oral? If I'm eating out my wife, And then she kisses me. That's fucking hot. You know, and I don't care if she's blowing me and she tries to kiss me. That shit don't bother me. It's my fucking dick. Now, I'm not trying to suck dick or anything like that, but that don't bother me, you know? Yeah, I think that's fucking hot, I guess, you know? I think there's a little bit of hotness because it's dirty, I guess, you know? It gets me a little excited when I'm with my wife. I'm not going to fucking lie. Now, not when I'm fucking done. Like, I don't want none of that. None of that friggin'. You know, I'm not like Lobo and shit. I don't like none of that cream fucking pie shit or anything. No, no. I'm not into that. I think that's. I don't. No. Absolutely not. Like, when I finish my wife, no. That's. I'm done. I'm done. You know, I'm not kissing nothing. I'm not touching nothing. Go take a shower. You know? Go take a shower. Like, if I dropped a map of Hawaii on her back, then I'll kiss her on the front. I'll give a little suckle to the nipple and shit. That's fine. You know? I know nothing went on to the front and shit. I just know because that shit was all sticky. You know, when I drop my maps of Hawaii, they stay and shit. You know, I make firm fucking islands, you know, tropical islands with my fucking, you know, with the aftermath, you know? So, that I'm okay with. You know, if it's something else, like on her front, like if it's on her, you know, on the titties and shit, I ain't kissing nowhere up there because I'm a man. It sprays everywhere. You know, it's like, no, I don't want to know nothing. But I'll give her a kiss on the hiney and shit. As she's walking by, I'll take a little nibble. That's fine because I know there was no way that I shot back there. I don't got boomerang cum and shit, you know? Ooh, that might be the name of the freaking podcast. So, no, you know, there's certain circumstances, you know, like, you know, been there with the wife and another, you know, lady. I don't give a shit. I will freaking kiss whatever until I'm freaking done. I don't care what comes out of their fucking body. I'm all about that shit. I'm a fucking degenerate. I love women and their bodies and shit. So, you know, as long as it's not like snot and fucking shit coming out, I'm fine, you know, and, you know, I don't want to deal with that blood shit. So, yeah, so number two, I think it's kind of hot. I'll admit it. I think it's kind of hot. I get a little excited when the wife gets a little dirty like that. I like it. I like it. I'm not against it, that's for sure. Number three, have you ever masturbated at work? I fucked at work, but that's not the question. Have you ever masturbated at work? Oh my gosh, alright, this is disgusting. Okay, so I don't know if anyone ever listened to a past episode when I talked about when I lost my virginity to Lakeisha. So later on, this is like a couple of years after that, it was right after high school. Yeah, it was right after high school, and I needed to do some work, you know, on the books work and shit. Because I was always afraid of the IRS. I was always told to be afraid of the IRS and shit. So, you know, I always had to have something on the books no matter what I was doing. I always made more money hustling than I did fucking on the books. But you got to do shit, right? You got to have that appearance. Plus, you know, you get more customers doing that way. You know, I would love friggin' working into, like, different places. So, right by my house, there was, there was this pet store back in the day on Long Island, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and that tri-state area was called Petland. And there was this big, like, warehouse place called All Pets. And they supplied a lot of the pet stuff to Petland, including, like, half of the thing had live animals like reptiles and birds and fucking snakes and shit. Once in a while, I'd see fucking a snake popping through and shit. What I did was I repaired high lows and pump jacks, you know, while I was learning how to do that. Well, I fibbed, you know, fake it till you make it. Yeah, I did freaking trade school hydraulics and pumps and no problem. And I can work with tools. So I got the job and I would fix these high lows and forklifts. So I was working on the one side, and the other side, lo and behold, I didn't know. One day I had to go over there for some paperwork that was something that didn't make sense. So I had to go into those main offices. And lo and behold, I see fucking Lakeisha and shit. And I'm like, oh, shit. And, you know, she had that fat fucking ass. Oh, goddamn. And she was looking good. Like, you know, she was all made up, looking good, with a tight fucking skirt on. Oh, I couldn't take it and shit. And, you know, I'm young. I'm 18. And I was always a horn dog, man. I was always horny, just like now. I mean, I'm not horny right now because I'm older and my wife took everything out of me the last couple of days. I'm fucking dry. My balls are dry right now. There ain't no fucking, you know, there's nothing going on. I'm not even interested in shit. You know, I see a 10, I'm seeing if they got fucking boogers under her fucking, under her nails and shit. Fuck that shit. You know, I'm trying to drop her a few pecs. But, you know, so this is when I'm 18 and I see Lakeisha. And, you know, and then she comes and talks to me. And she had big tits, too. Oh, my God. And she got, like, right up on me. Like, she was kind of rubbing on me. And then, you know, so I was following her to her desk, talking to her. You know, I just... And I was dumb. Like, I didn't know what to say because she was just looking so good. And, you know, she kind of rubbed her ass right into my crotch a little bit. And she gave me a hug after and... Really, her tits were all on me, and, dude, I got so fucking hard. I got so hard, I couldn't take it. So I went back to the warehouse side, and we had our own, like, the maintenance department had their own bathroom, and I had separate stalls, and I went into that fucking, oh, my God, I went to one stall, and I had to do it. I did that. It was disgusting. I know it's disgusting. Right down in the fucking toilet, fucking cleaned up, down drain. I fucking washed myself, and I felt like shit for friggin' like another 3-4 hours. And then I was fine, you know, because I'm a piece of shit. So, but yeah, that's disgusting. I hate to admit it, but whatever, you know. At least I'm honest about it, you know. It was one time, you know, and I was 18. Couldn't help myself. Can't blame me, okay? Can't blame me. All right, number four, have you had a same-sex experience? Nope, absolutely not, not even close. I mean, you know, the closest was when I was, you know, was high school times, you know, playing lacrosse and shit like that, and, you know, me and my best friend tag team a girl, okay? That was, you know, that's not gay. We didn't touch each other. So that's the closest, I guess, you know? I mean, I've been in Lobo's heaven in the man's fucking shower and shit, but I never dropped the soap, and nor did if anyone dropped the soap that I ever look. Not interested, you know? I don't want to, I'm not, you know, I always say, how do you look at a man's hairy ass and find love? There's nothing for me. I don't want to know nothing. I like women. Like, everything about them and shit. You know, oh, fucking their legs, the fucking shape, the smell, the long fucking hair, the tits, the ass. Oh, I fucking love. So, yeah, so that's just a no. So, that one, that's an easy one, you know. Number five, would you fuck in public? Not now. When I was younger, on the beach, you know, I got some head action on the beach one time, and me and the wife fucked on the boat. It's in public, but I don't think there's, I mean, boats were going by, but kind of far away. So, I mean, you know, maybe someone would have seen my bare ass, you know, because it was all white, so you're seeing that fucking reflection off the fucking sun and shit. You know, someone thought there was an SOS, and it was just me fucking pounding my wife. That's in public, so that's the only times that I remember. You know, in the car, is that count? I don't know, 1997, when me and the wife were first together, there was a comet. I remember going to the highest point over here on Long Island, and we went to see the comet, and then we fucked in the car under the comet and shit. That was pretty cool and magical. Public, yeah, it was at night, you know. I don't know if anyone's seen us. I mean, I don't know if anyone would see us, because I think everyone that was parked up there was doing the same thing, doing some of that fucking under the comet and shit. It's magical. So yeah, that's as far as that goes. Number six, have you ever cheated? I have not. Not on my wife. When I was boyfriend, girlfriend with other ladies and stuff like that. You know, shit happens, you know, you drink, you fucking, there's cocaine going around, there's fucking all sorts of shit going around, plus, you know, I fucking slung all that shit, so ladies like to friggin' sling their fucking pussy as payment, or some fucking head action, so it happens. Now, with my wife, no, and I never had to, you know, if there's a lady friggin' that's attracted to me, I gotta ask two things. One, what's wrong with you? Because I, you know, I mean, unless I'm making you laugh and all that, and because you love me because my mind, that's happened, okay. Other than that, no. And if there's a yes there, then the second question is, well, then, are you fucking into my wife? Because that's the only way I'm going to do it. Me and my wife, you know, we're going to fuck you. That's that. That's as far as it goes. So I'm allowed to cheat if my wife's fucking involved. And it's not cheating if your spouse is fucking involved. So that answers that one. And here's a fucking hit for that, because I fucking miss those days. Question number 7. Would you do porn? No. My dicks ain't long enough, so, you know, that ain't fun. I mean, unless you want to show a fucking me into like a... No. No. There's nothing good about me that needs to be on fucking film. I'm not... There's no... No. If you want to ruin the porn industry... Listen... If anyone wants the porn industry to die, I'm talking to you Christians. If you want, like, to kill the porn industry, get me into a fucking major porn fucking flick. And it'll turn everyone off. They'll never be porn again. It'd be like, oh, porn hit its low point, and it's done. So, no, never would. Nor am I interested in it. Have I filmed myself fucking with my wife? Yeah. I was, you know, me and the wife, once or twice, and she don't like that shit, but, you know, there was one time that we went away, and whatever, and we drank, and man, we went to Pound Town, and, you know, if I ever want to watch a fucking, like, porno and shit, I like to watch my wife, and her moaning, oh yeah, that was great, so, you know. But that's it, and I, you know, seeing my fat fucking self, it's fucking, it's over, it's done, it's like, fuck, I don't want to see that shit, so nah. So no, not interested, no thanks, don't need that shit in my life. Do you own sex toys? Yes, and that's my wife. My wife is my sex toy. I mean, you know, I'm not gonna 7 days a week fucking go all at it, but if I needed to, she'll do it. She's a fucking champ, she's a sport. My wife's a good fucking sport. I don't have sex toys. To my knowledge, my wife does not. I've checked her drawers just to see, because I was curious. But no, I've checked all, you know, and her bag, nothing, you know. She don't have no fucking sex toys, which I think she might be missing out, but then again, she got me. So, you know, the poor lady's always fucking tired. You know, I don't know if I said it, but one time my friend was like, you know, I was joking around and shit, and he's like, oh. Well, not joking around, but I was telling him, you know, I don't know, about the sex capades that me and the wife does at times. And he goes, that poor lady, that's why she always looks tired. Every time I see her, she looks tired. Now I know why. Yeah, pretty much. Would you fuck a stranger? I'm a guy. If I'm horny, well, all right, well, I sold stuff. So when I was, you know, during those days slinging, yes, it happens. Thank God, you know, for friggin' protection, because, but yeah, not like, yeah, who am I kidding? I'm a guy. Me and my wife see a fucking hot chick on the fucking bar, and she wants to fucking, wants us to fuck her. That's a stranger? Oh, yeah, we fuck it. So, okay, yeah, I guess so. I'm a fucking dude, though. What do you expect? 10, have you ever been to a sex club? No. And I've barely been to strip clubs. I've been to strip clubs a couple of times in my life. Not into hookers and stuff like that. And sex clubs, I don't even know how to find one, nor do I care. Don't need it in my fucking life. So, no. Nope. That's a hard no. I know, no fun. Number 11. Are you into BDSM? Nope. I am not into fucking spankings. I am not into being belittled or anything like that. I'm not into fucking choking a bitch or punching her. I ain't into none of that. I'll give her a purple nurple. If the lady wants me to give her a purple nurple, I'm all about it. You want me to pull your hair a little bit? Sure. I like pulling the hair a little bit. I'll fucking grab onto, you know, with two hands like I'm fucking, like, you know, riding a horse with the reins and shit, you know, with the ropes on each side and shit, you know, and I'll fucking pull her hair one side to another and pretend I'm fucking on a western and I'm riding a horse through the fucking desert and shit. I don't know. I'm in, you know, I'll do that shit. You want me to spank your ass? I'm good at spanking an ass because then I give that little rub after. Ooh, women love that shit. That's as far as I go. I don't want none done to me. I ain't into none of that shit. Some guys are into, like, fucking women taking their heels and fucking hitting dicks and shit like that. What the fuck is that? I couldn't get my fucking dick up for fucking a month if I've ever seen that on fucking video. Never mind in fucking real life. What the fuck is that? There's nothing sexual there. There's fucking people crazy. Crazy in the fucking head and shit. That's what gets them off. What the fuck? You know, I can see a woman, you know, doing it because, you know, women that got abused fucking hate men and shit for some reason or another. Oh, yeah, they'll kick a guy in a fucking dick. You know, if you let them, they'll be like, okay, boom, you know. So I don't get none of that shit. I ain't into fucking being dragged with a chain. I ain't into fucking, you know, locking up a dick. I ain't into none of that shit, you know. I just want to fucking free willy and fuck, you know. That's it. That's all I'm about, you know. I don't know nothing, you know. As far as the worst would be, like, you know, pulling a little hair. You know, give him a little slap on the ass, you know? I'll fucking grab your fucking titties. I'll purple nurple you like a motherfucker. You know, that's it. That's as far as it goes. I ain't fucking doing no choking. I don't like none of that shit, you know? But I've never been in that situation that a lady wanted to be choked out or anything like that. So thank God, because I'm not, I don't, and nothing against to me. Yeah, I'm not a fucking cuck. I'm not a fucking queer boy. I'm not a fucking none of that shit. You know, not that, you know, if you're into it, whatever, and I'm sorry if I called you crazy, but you're fucking crazy. No thanks. Alright, the final, number 12. Do you like to role play? I don't role play because, my wife ain't into that shit. She thinks it's stupid. She ain't into that shit. So I've never, you know, I don't know, you know. Maybe if I was on some fucking shrooms and shit and then, you know, I see that I'm being a robber and shit. But, like, I don't want to pretend I'm fucking raped. I think it's silly. I don't do pretend shit, you know. But that's not to say that if someone needed that shit in their life and maybe it worked out, I don't know, but I'm not into it. I've never done it. The wife's not into that shit, so I'm not into that shit, you know. Never did it, even younger, before my wife, you know, pre-20, you're fucking like rabbits. You're just fucking, so, role play. There's no fucking role play. You get fucking, here's a fucking Heineken, here's a fucking joint, and here's my dick. That's it, you know. That was it. So I don't know, I ain't into that shit. So yeah, that was all fucking true shit. Me and the wife played that, you know, but I already know everything about my wife, so there was no surprises, no nothing, so nothing exciting. But, ooh, look at that little league friggin' football, and for you non-Americans, the NFL fucking football shit, not that soccer stuff that we call here. It just brought me back memories of my kids. That's like little school shit, middle school stuff. All right, this hit goes out to y'all. I love you all. Thank you so much for fucking listening. I really do appreciate it. You know, you want to send me your 12 friggin' things? Only if you're ladies, guys. I don't fucking give a shit. You know, you're a guy, you know. I fuck, okay? You know, that's great, you know. You want to send me some funny stories? This is where I got to get friggin' Lobo on. That's a show for Lobo, because Lobo's all about that fucking action. He'll go fucking 3 days about friggin' every type of woman from fucking 15 different countries, okay? I'm sure, so I don't know. But this hit goes out to all of you. Thank you for listening. If you want to help me out, you know, hit the like, the subscribe, the 4 stars, the 5 stars, leave awesome comments, I guess, share this, that's the hugest, biggest thing, share this, Because I'm friggin', you know, I'm pretty sure I'm friggin' ghosted. You know, the internet tries to scrub me, so, you know, this only works organically and shit. Which is fine, though. I have a good time, because I know I have some kind of an audience, and that's fun. It's fun for me. So it was fun doing this, instead of doing the top five fuck yous. I don't really have them. I'm working on stuff, though. Got a lot of things in the works personally, so, you know, because I don't want to work for someone else for the rest of my life, so I got things working. But things take time and planning. But I thank you so much for listening. Again, check out the Wake and Bake in the Morning with me, Mr. Balloon Knots. Type in the search, Wake and Bake with Mr. Balloon Knots, and you'll see the same type of logo. It's the same as this show. And, you know, I thank you. Until next time, ciao for now.